Hello, I'm Jamie Freed on Arts Alive Today, The Heretic's Tomb.
Sir Roger de Walsingham grinned widely as he once again read the warrant for the execution of the convicted heretic Lady Isabella de Roe of Thornbury Abbey. Earlier that morning, he had made a final attempt to convince the arrogant witch to give up the amulet, or at least to reveal its true whereabouts. But she had again refused and spurned his offer to save her life. Sir Roger had finally lost patience and left her in the room to die.
Simon Rose reading from his new novel, The Heretic's Tomb. It's the fifth book for children or young adults that this prolific Calgary-based writer has published in 5 years. Full of fantasy, science fiction, and action adventure, Rose's stories have earned him rave reviews from kids and critics alike. Among his accolades, he's received nominations for the Silver Birch, Diamond Willow, and Golden Eagle Book Awards. I spoke to him about his most recent book, The Heretic's Tomb.
Well, The Heretic's Tomb concerns a young woman known as Lady Isabella de Roe, who was around at the time of the Black Death in the mid-14th century in England, and her entire family has perished from the plague, and she has a compulsion to do what she can to help other people who may also be suffering from the disease, and gains a reputation as something of a healer. And then one day she comes into the possession of a mysterious amulet, which purportedly is thousands of years old and also has the power to conquer death itself. And obviously this is a very useful object to have at the time of the Black Death, but it's also sought by a rather unscrupulous character known as Sir Roger de Walsingham, the chief villain of the piece, who wishes to also use the object to raise an army of dead soldiers to take over the kingdom for himself.
The novel does also have a modern-day component to it as well.
The novel does have a modern-day component to it in that the amulet that was around in the time of the Black Death is has been found in a tomb in an excavation site in modern-day London, and it is discovered by a young girl who is miraculously hurtled back to the Middle Ages to have an adventure back in the 14th century.
Well, it is a great story. It moves along at a very quick pace. There is a historical reference tied into the story, as you mentioned, the Black Death. Do you try and incorporate some kind of didactic element to your young adult novels when you write?
It's not so much trying to put something in that teaches children something, although it is great to be able to talk about the history of these novels when I'm in the schools. I am a history major, and I've always had an interest in all historical periods, and it's nice to be able to write a book about some of the more interesting and intriguing time periods, such as the Black Death and other areas in the Middle Ages that I've used in previous books and things like that.
Do you draw then on your history background, or do you have to do fresh research when you're writing your novels?
Well, the good thing about being a history major is that you can usually think of a story about just about any historical era imaginable, really. There is research involved in terms of what people used to wear, what they used to eat, what sort of things were around at the time. You don't want to be putting a window with glass in it in 1349 when it wasn't invented for another 100 years or something. And it was very interesting to find out about the Black Death and the effects of it across Europe, how many people died and things like that. And in this particular book, The Heretic's Tomb, we have books involved in this. So it was important for me to research exactly when books were invented, I guess, in the format we would be familiar with them, rather than rolls of parchment and scrolls tied with string. And I got very interested also in the really, in the history of books and when books were invented and how they were put together and what the covers were made of and that sort of thing, and how often they had to be copied to be made into books in the monasteries. That was fascinating.
Well, I know you have kids of your own. Do they influence your writing? Do you draw your ideas and inspiration from them and what's going on in their life?
Well, my daughter is now 9 and is getting into the books gradually, but my son certainly has been an inspiration to me in with some of the more recent books. The last book, The Emerald Curse, he was sort of the hero of that one, and he's helping me out actually with some ideas for the next one. So, yeah, I guess they do influence me in some ways.
What's your favorite part about writing for young adults?
I think my favorite part about writing for kids really is that I'm able to write about the things that interested me when I was 9 or 10 years old. The older books really have been about subjects that I enjoyed reading about when I was a boy, whether they were comic books, history, time travel, other dimensions, that sort of thing. So that's what's the most fun part for me. As she settled back down onto the bed, she adjusted the chain she wore around her neck, which held a very old family heirloom. The object resembled half an ancient silver medallion and had been left to Annie by her great-grandmother. Annie often speculated as to what the other half might have looked like, wondering if it, too, had a twisted snake around the edge.
Simon Rose, with whom I spoke today, reading from his latest novel for young adults called The Heretic's Tomb. The Heretic's Tomb is published by Tradewinds Book. I'm Jamie Freed, and that's Arts Alive for today.